The makers of Johnson's Wax, Johnson's Car New, and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. If you want to see a busy place this morning, drop in at 79 Wistful Vista. Telephones ringing, people rushing in and out, the air full of big deals.
Hey, where's my pencil sharpener?
Here I am, dearie.
What goes on? Why the Squire has gone into business? That's all. Get a load of a big tycoon tycooning as we meet Fibber McGee and Molly.
Yes, yes. I got that, Dinwiddie. 10,000 red and 20,000 white. All right, how about green? 6,000? Okay, Dinwiddie. Yes, yes, yes. I'll shoot the order right through. What? Certainly they're pre-war quality. You start getting fussy, Dinwiddie, we won't sell you any more stuff, okay? All right, where's my order blanks?
In your hand.
Oh, yes. All right, I need a pencil. Hey, where's my pencil?
Behind your ear.
Well, which ear? Come. This is my busy day. Which ear?
Your left ear, dearie. And don't get executive with me. I knew you when you thought a dotted line was a leopard.
Oh, well, gee whiz. Being Western representative for the AJB Corporation is no cinch. Hey, where's that guy from the typewriter company?
He is waiting out in the hall now. Shall I bring him in?
Of course not. What kind of businessman would I be to see a guy the minute he arrives? Keep him waiting.
It always makes you angry to be kept waiting.
Well, that's a different matter. When you're a driver, you hate pedestrians. When you're a pedestrian, you hate drivers. That's life.
If that's life, I'll take the ladies' home journal.
Okay, but look, I'm very busy today, and I don't want to be the phone. All right, I'll get that.
That's very sweet of you, considering you've got the phone in your hand.
Western Branch, AJB Corporation, McGee speaking. Who? Oh, yes, Conway. What? Well, wait till I get one of my employees to look that up. Hey, Molly, look in the order file and see when the shipment went off to Conway at Cleveland, Indiana.
Cleveland is in Ohio.
That must be where I made my mistake. Hello, Conway? Your order was rerouted through Indiana because of shipping difficulties. You'll get it tomorrow. Yes, yes, yes. 70,000 red and 20,000 green. Okay, Conway.
How about the typewriter man? Want to see him now? Or shall I put him in the spare bedroom till Tuesday?
Well, how long have I kept him waiting? 10 minutes? Well, that ain't very impressive, but bring him in.
Yes, Mr. McGee.
You don't have to curtsy every time you speak to me.
It's just a mark of respect and a tight girdle. Mr. McGee will see you now, please.
I'm from the Wistful Vist High...
Just a minute, my man! Mrs. McGee, did that letter come through from Secretary McGorman? My answer to the wire?
Yes, sir. He said that just as soon as the time comes, he wants you to act in an advisory capacity.
What does he mean exactly, when the time comes? What did he say exactly?
Well, exactly. He said, when I want your advice, I'll ask for it.
Ah, good old Hank. Now then, my good man, state your business briefly. This is my busy day.
I'm from the Wistful Vista...
Hold a minute! Phone. Western Branch, AJB Corporation. Who? Long distance? All right, connect me. Oh, hello there. How are you? Okay, glad to help you, bud. No, that's wrong. When you land, keep your flaps down. See? That kills your landing speed. Ah. Oh, not at all. All right, good luck.
Who was that?
Jimmy Doolittle. That's a funny thing. You get to be a big businessman and people want your advice about everything. Now, let's see. Oh, yes. I got to call the Snark Off and Back Company in St. Louis. They...
Look, mister, I'm from the Wistful Vista Typewriter, and we fix fountain pens while you wait only not anymore till the war's over company. I brung you a typewriter.
Better take it, McGee. They're pretty hard to get.
All right, let's see it, bud. Set it on the desk over there.
Okay.
All right, well, it seems to have all the letters on it. How about numbers? Hey, where's the figure one?
They always use the letter L for the figure one, mister.
Well, I don't want any typewriter that has to use a makeshift number like that. That's ridiculous. I want a typewriter with all the numbers from 1 to 10 exclusive.
They don't make them, mister. They're all like this.
Well, I don't want it, see? You don't put anything like that over me.
Well, what'll I do with it, mister? Take it back?
Yes, I think...
Hey, Max, no, never mind what you do with it. Throw it in the window. I don't care.
I don't care either. It ain't my typewriter.
Wait, I'll just stuff something in that broken window, please, Mr. McGee. We got work to do here. I'll get that. McGee speaking, Western Branch of the AJB Corp. Huh? What do you mean they weren't wrapped as usual? Haven't you heard of the paper shortage, bud? We're not wrapping things as fancy as we used to. Do you realize it takes 25 tons of blueprint paper to build a battleship? That every 500-pound bomb takes 12 pounds of paper? What? I don't care if your wife just likes to blow up paper bags. We got a war on. All right, now let me see. Where's my memo pad?
Right here where you put it, with the outgoing mail.
Ah, yes. Look, we got a fix.
Hello, Mr. McGee. Hello, Mrs. McGee. Creepers, what's going on here?
Hello, Alice. Well, Mr. McGee is now the Western representative for the AJB Corporation of New York.
Getting this whole territory sewed up, Alice.
But what are you selling, Mr. McGee?
We can't tell you, Alice. Gotta finish sewing up the territory first. Hey, Alice, you write shorthand?
Shorthand?
Yeah. Didn't you have Greg in high school? Or Pittman?
I didn't know any Pittman. But Helen Bonfield had Greg, and I had a fellow named Artie, which he was a forward on the basketball team and backward at everything else.
All right, no. Can he do secretarial stuff? Like, can he take diction?
Oh, yes, but not very fast, on account of I never know whether the I comes before the E or the E comes before the I in words like peanut butter.
You don't have to be an expert, Alice. Since Mussolini fell on his face, McGee is the world's worst dictator.
Oh, come. Never mind the idle gossip, girls. This is a business office. Ready, Miss Darling?
I'm off in a cloud of eraser crumbs.
Who's this letter to, Mr. McGee?
Oh, it's very urgent. Been trying to get this out all week. Here we go, Alice. The address is... Just a minute. Hello? Call me back! All right. The address is Mr. Fred, 90 Starved Rock, Illinois.
Oh, dear.
And in conclusion, Fred, I must say that I don't think going out again with our old vaudeville act will not be feasible at this time because I am now exclusive representative in this territory for the AJB Corp of New York. And besides, I'll be a little slow at picking up our old dance routines.
I'll say you would, dearie. It's been so long since you danced with me. The pretty baby, he has 3 sons in the Marines.
Is that all, Mr. McGee?
No. So goodbye for now, Fred, old man, and... Happy New Year. Signed, your old pal and partner, Fibber. Don't snout your laundry, McGee. That's all, Alice.
All right, Mr. McGee. Here you are.
I don't want this. I can't read shorthand.
You can't? Can you, Mrs. McGee?
No, I can't, Alice. Can't you?
Why, no. I learned to write it, but I never learned to read it.
Ugh. As a private secretary, Alice, you'd be a little too private. A guy couldn't even read his own letters, but thanks very much anyways.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. McGee. I was glad to help. Goodbye.
She was glad to help? That kid is as bright as a new dollar and paper money. Now let's see.
I'll get it. Western branch of the AJB Corporation, otherwise 979 Wistful Vista. Molly McGee speaking. Yes, I'll take the order. Get this, McGee. 40,000 red.
40,000 red.
60,000 green.
60,000 green.
8,000 black.
8,000 black.
12,000, what? McGee, does the AJB Corporation make purple ones?
Nope, disconnected. Can't get the dyes for them.
Hello? No, the purple has been discontinued. Why don't you get more red and some blue, line them up on a shelf, and shake your head at them. They'll look purple. Yes, we'll ship them right away. Oh, I didn't thank them for the order.
Well, you should thank them for the order! Boy, that's a good one. They should be happy we even talked to them over the phone. Who was it?
Oh, they didn't say.
They didn't say? An order for 108,000 and... Oh, my gosh. Let me answer the phone after this. Look, enter the wastebasket, okay, will you? And who's acting as reception clerk?
Oh, nobody, dearie. I was, but I quit. You embarrassed me by keeping people waiting so long.
Well, doggone it. A big executive can't have people sitting on the edge of his desk all day.
Yes, they might be in the way if you wanted to make an extra long chain of paper clips.
Where's Uncle Dennis?
Upstairs, with the flu.
He's faking.
He's no such a thing. He has a temperature of 105.
He's had that for 30 years. Ever since he found out they did the thermometers in alcohol, I knew never...
Yes, sir. Whom was it you wished to see about?
I want to see Mr. McGee. A friend of yours suggested I drop in.
Oh! This is a touch, Molly. I can smell him a mile. Just sit down, bud. This is my busy day. Be with you shortly.
All right, sir. I'll just read one of these books, if you don't mind.
Not at all. Try this one. The Rover Boys in Southern Waters.
Hey, don't lose my place in that.
I think I'll read A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. I've been out on a limb with the Dodgers so often myself.
Just make yourself at home. Well, McGee?
Take a telegram.
Night letter?
Day letter. They got girls delivering them now, and I don't want to keep them out after dark. To Craddock, O'Hilarion, and Croup, Cincinnati. You are rascals, pirates, crooks, bums, gangsters, and horse thieves. Signed, Fibber McGee.
That's only 9 words. You've got 1 word coming.
Add, regards. Okay, get that off right away. Now then, bud, state your business. Who sent you?
Mr. Wilcox, Harlow Wilcox. He is incapacitated.
Oh, how far is that from here?
I mean, he is ill, Mrs. McGee. He has the flu.
What? Junior got it too? That's too bad. So what's your name again, bud?
Von Zell. Harriet Von Zell.
Oh, how do you do, I'm sure. We saw you one night when we went to see an Eddie Cantor broadcast.
That Cantor? Where does he get all that energy, Von Wilcox?
Von Zell.
Yeah, well, where does Cantor get all that energy, Von Zell?
He just saves it up from not having to play football with his little boys.
Well, fancy meeting the famous Harriet Von Zell.
Harriet Von Zell, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, yes.
Well, what did Wilcox want, bud? He sent us a message of any kind?
Well, yes he did, Mr. McGee. He was worried about what those people up in, Oshkosh or Milwaukee, that place in Wisconsin.
Racine?
Racine, that's it. He was worried about what they'd think if somebody didn't drop in and say something nice about that stuff that, well, you know.
Johnson's Wax?
Johnson's Wax, yes. He says it's the finest, well, it seems that if you, it's very good for...
It's the finest wax protection obtainable for floors, furniture, woodwork, and all enameled surfaces. Is that it?
Those were almost his exact words. How did you know?
We know him, bud. Johnson's Wax. It's the biggest thing in his life, ever since he left school in Omaha.
They say that when he was supposed to deliver the class oration, he took a look at the floor of the auditorium and forgot his speech. All he could say was, tsk, tsk, tsk.
There was one more thing he wanted me to say. Something to the effect that, well, now wait a minute. I think it was that this product...
Johnson's Wax?
Yes, that Johnson's Wax is extremely important right now because it is... Oh, darn it. Why is it important right now?
Because these days we have to give our things added protection and make them last. And Johnson's Wax seals surfaces against dust and dampness, thus giving them a greater beauty and longer life.
Exactly, Mrs. McGee. That was it. Well, nice to have seen you both.
Thanks. Drop in again, Von Zell.
The name is Von Wilcox. No, that isn't it either. It's Von Zell. Harriet Von Zell. Harriet Von Zell! Who am I?
Milton Cross?
Gee, I better watch my diction. Goodbye now.
Boy, Hope Jr. doesn't got that bad.
I'll send him some chicken soup.
I got it. Western Branch, AGB Corp. Yes? Yes. You a retailer, bud? Well, we only sell to robbers and wholesalers.
Read that again, dearie.
I say we only sell to jobbers and wholesalers, bud. Okay. 20,000 each of red. White, green, yellow, and black. No brown? Okay. And we ship the stuff in bulk. Yeah, nothing fancy. No fancy wrappings on account of we're conserving paper. Government says if we cut down all our wrapping paper, about 25% will save 25,000 tons of paper annual. They can pack a lot of blood plasma in that butt, okay? Goodbye. I put that down, Molly. 100,000 to Murdoch, Peasley at Groomstone.
Why don't you do it yourself?
Well, I haven't got time. I'm busy. Gee whiz. You know, you'd think all I had to do was, you know, sit around and make paper airplanes.
You don't know how, anyway.
Oh, I don't I? Give me one of them letterheads. Look, you merely fold it down, the middle, take 2 corners, and...
Ah, making paper airplanes, I see. I'm glad there's one man in town who has the sense enough to loaf.
I'm not loafing.
He was just showing me how to make a paper airplane because I said he couldn't do it when he said he didn't have time for that sort of thing, Doctor.
I see. Now, would anyone like to explain the explanation?
Look, Doc, I'm a very busy man today. I just been made Western rep of a very big concern.
What's a rep? A reprobate? A Republican or a reprehensible representative?
It means he's got this whole territory.
Territory?
I got this whole district for the AJB Corporation of New York.
Never heard of him. But if it'll help you anyway, well, you can reserve me a berth to San Francisco in some plane leaving next week.
Reserve you a berth in a plane?
What's that got to do with me?
I don't know. I just thought anybody that would hire you as a representative must be a fly-by-night outfit. I like to fly by night. It's not so bumpy.
I'll have you know, Dr. Gamble, that the AJB Corp does more business per annum than any similar business in its field.
And, well, what field is that, dearie boy?
They make those...
Ah, easy, Molly. Can't tell anybody for a while. Doc, day or so, anyway. Okay. Till I get the, territory sewed up. I'll... Excuse me.
Not at all. And I won't pretend that I'm not listening.
AJB Corp, McGee speaking. Yes? Who? Zachary, Finston, Plumtree, and Gurch? Yes. We can give you 20,000 red, 14,000 yellow, and 9,000 brown. How about black? Still got a stock? Okay, Plumtree. And don't expect our usual fancy wrapping, see? We're working with a government-conserved paper. Huh? Shortage of manpower to cut timber and extra demands for paper in the war. Well, it's as good as done, Plumtree. Goodbye.
And what's as good as done for old Plumtree?
He says he wants to save paper, too. Says if we can send him some goods to sell, he can maybe take the cardboard out of his shoes.
I admit to a burning curiosity, McGee. Just what will you be selling in 45,000 lots? Grasshoppers?
He won't tell, Doctor. He's very close-mouthed when he wants to be.
Really? He's usually popping off like a Japanese light bulb.
Is that so? Well, if you come in here to interrupt a busy man at his work...
Busy man? My medulla oblongata. When I came in here, you were busy making a P-38. P for paper.
I explained that, Doctor.
Not to my satisfaction, my dear.
And who are you that we have to explain things to, you big academic chaser?
Don't take that tone with me, McGee.
Now, boys.
Because, in the first place, you can't back yourself up. Physically and verbally, I can spot you 6 million adjectives and still pin your ears back to your oddly shaped cranium.
Why, you great big...
I'll get it, McGee. Western Office, AJB Corporation. Yes? Who? Frisbee Cantwell and Snag? I'll take the order. 10,000 red.
10,000 red.
15,000 white.
15,000 white.
That's a low count. Must be anemic.
12,000 green. Is that all? Thank you. Got that, McGee?
I got it. Now let me see. What was I saying?
Your last words were, why, you great big...
Oh, thank you. Why, you great big iodine peddler? You got a lot of nerve to come busting into a businessman's office and starting a fuss. One of these days you'll...
Come on, McGee. Tell me what you're selling.
I can't tell you, Doc. Not till I get this territory sewed up exclusive. Besides, don't you know where there's a war on?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
I don't know. But that's getting to be the stock answer, so...
Look, McGee, can you take time off for a few minutes to help me? I want a defrost or a refrigerator, and you can help me take the things out.
Okay. Excuse us a minute, Doc.
Well, go right ahead. Mind if I use the phone?
Not at all, Doctor. No use letting it cool off.
Hello? Operator? Give me Wistful Vista 8976. Hello, Pete? Doc Gamble. Get this the first time. I don't want to repeat myself. Come to 79 Wistful Vista. Wear that phony police badge. Man named McGee here. Make him tell you what he's selling. What? No. He's just such a cocky little Weisenheimer. I want to see him squirm. And look, you and I are strangers, so if he... And if I were you, Mrs. Clatterhatch, I'd take a teaspoonful of citrate of parentheses every 2 hours. And let me know if your eyebrows keep twitching. Don't mention it, Mrs. Clatterhatch. Goodbye.
Who's Mrs. Clatterhatch, Doc?
Oh, just one of my patients. Fine woman. Mind if I wait here a few minutes, McGee? I'm expecting another call.
No, I don't care, Doc. Long as it don't interfere with my business at the AJB Corp. They always...
Shall I get it, McGee? He's been using the telephone so much today, Doctor. He started dialing his Swiss cheese trees at lunch.
No, I'll get it. Western Branch, AGB Corp. McGee speaking. Who? Snodgrass, Hansen, and the Pratt Whistle? Okay, how many? 40,000 green and 13,000 orange. Okay, Snodgrass. And Snodgrass, don't expect any fancy packaging. We're cutting down on unnecessary wrapping these days to save paper. Okay, and a prosperous 1943 to you, Snodgrass. Write that order up, will you, Molly?
All right.
Why did you say a prosperous 1943, McGee? It's 1944, don't you remember?
Well, certainly. But have you seen the new tax blanks? You won't know whether you've had a prosperous 1944 until about 1956, and that's why I always...
Which one of you guys is McGee?
This gentleman is Mr. McGee. I'm Dr. Gamble.
Whatever you're selling, bud, I don't want any. This is a very busy day for me, and...
What's your business, McGee?
Whatever it is, it's none of yours. Now go away and... Excuse me. Western Branch, AGB Corp. Yes, yes. Hagstrom, Flanders, and Quimby. Okay, 10,000 red and 7,000 green. No black? Okay, Hagstorm, I'll put the order right through. Now let's see, 10,000 red...
10,000 red what?
What's it to you? Now look, bud, I'm a busy man and I haven't got time to... Oh, a cop, huh? Well, what's wrong, officer?
McGee, where did you put the... Oh, excuse me.
My wife, officer.
How do you do? Officer? Who called the police?
He just came in, Mrs. McGee. He wants to know what your husband is selling.
That's nobody's business, but... What do you want to know?
Been complaints, tying up the telephones. Suspected of running a boiler room.
What on earth is a boiler room?
Well, that's a high-pressure outfit that does a phony business over the telephone, Mrs. McGee. Of course, in this case,
you
there's no...
You stay out of this here, mister. Now look, McGee, we want to know about this. If it's up and up, okay. Otherwise...
This is a perfectly legitimate business. My husband is the Western representative of the AJB Corporation of New York.
Absolutely.
What are you selling?
Does he have to tell you, officer?
Certainly. I've heard it myself. 10,000 red, 7,000 green. Come, come. Speak up, McGee. What are you selling?
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans? Oh, this is ridiculous. Come on, Pete.
From the many letters we have received during this past year, it's apparent that Johnson's self-polishing glow coat is an important product in most households today. It does save you many hours of work, and it does make your linoleum mat last much longer. Actually, 6 to 10 times longer. It's one way you can practice conservation right in your own home. Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. For those of you who haven't tried it yet, it's the easy-to-use floor polish that needs no rubbing or buffing. That shines as it dries with practically no work. It keeps the colors of linoleum bright because it gives protection as well as gleaming beauty to the surface.
Ladies and gentlemen, the paper shortage is really serious. Paper is an essential war material, and the manpower shortage in 1943 cut the production of pulpwood way down. It'll be even more serious in 1944.
So let's discourage wasting of paper. Accept unwrapped goods whenever possible. Use and reuse your own shopping containers.
And speaking of shortages, we're a little short ourselves tonight.
Yes. We're sorry that Harlow and Billy Mills and Ransom Sherman couldn't shake off their flu fast enough to be with us tonight.
But we hope they'll all be back with us next week. My gosh, all this work is piling up on me.
McGee.
All right, well, good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harriet Monzel batting for my good friend Harlow Wilcox and inviting you, on behalf of the makers of Johnson's Wax Finishes for Home and Industry, to tune in again next time. Good night.
Thank you. just heard the X-Viper Hour present Fibber McGee and Molly, the Big Businessman. Tonight in the cast, you heard Becky Doyle, Adam Scharf, Siri Hyen, Pat Litz, and Amanda Bone. I'm Phil Hoying, your host, and we hope you enjoyed the show.